are on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. If you remember, we're in the middle of explaining Machlokes Tanoim. The point that we left off is Rava said that the Machlokes is between Tanakama, who thinks that what we assume a mat is used for is based on size. A big one is used for the purpose of schach, typically, and therefore, unless you specify it is used as a bed, it's not makabel tumah. It is usable as schach. And Rabbi Eliezer assumes that a small, on the other hand, a small one is going to be assumed to be used as a bed, and therefore it will not be usable as schach unless you specify it is not a bed, and therefore it is not makabel tumah. Otherwise, it will be makabel tumah, and as a result, it will not be usable as schach. And Rabbi Eliezer says, whether it's a big mat or a small mat, we assume that its primary purpose is for schach, and therefore it is only used. It'll only be considered a bed if you in fact do you if you specify it'll be used as a bed. In such a case, it would be makabel tumah, and it would not be usable as schach. Abaye responds, "Amar le'Abaye, I hachi. If that is the case, Rabbi Eliezer Omer achas tana b'achas gedola, achas gedola b'achas tana mi'Abaye." So if that is true, Abaye says to Rava, Rabbi Eliezer shouldn't have said a big one is just like a small one. He should have said a small one is just like a big one, because they agree about a big one. A big one is to be used for schach in the normal course of events. Only a small one is where they agree. So he should have said a small one is just like a big one. Void, and also, kipigi bigdolahu dipligi, Rabbi Eliezer de chumra. And also, when we there in Machlokes, it's not really about the small one. Meaning, the way Rava explained the Mishnah, they're disagreeing about whether a small one in the normal course of events should be used for schach. Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and Rava and Tanakama says no. Abaye says no, their Machlokes was really about a big one. A small one, they agreed, should not be used. Desanya, machatel sakinim bigdolah mesachim ba, a big mat made out of reeds. A big one can be used for sach. Rabbi Eliezer Mary Main a mekabelas tumah mesachachim ba. Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's not mekabel tumah, then you can use it for sach. Ela amar Rav Papa, rather Rav Papa said, biktana kuli amale pligi destam leshkiva. Rav Papa said, everybody agrees that a small mat is going to be used usually as a bed. Piki pligi big doila. When they're disagreeing, they're really disagreeing about a big mat. Tanakala savar stam gdoila seikuk, Rabbi Eliezer savar stam gdoila nami l'shriva. Tanakama thought that if there was a big one, in normal course of events, it would not be used as a bed, it'd be used for schach. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, even a big one is ordinarily used as a bed and not for schach. So my asa'a l'shriva kamar. In that case, why does Rabbi Eliezer say, if you made it as a bed, then it'll be possible for schach? Why did he phrase it that way? He should have said, if you made it as schach, it'll be usable for schach. He shouldn't have said, if you made it as bed, it won't be usable as schach. It's always made as a bed. So, hachkamar, this is what he said. Stam asiyasa nami lishchiva ad de'avid lisikuch. The regular way that it is made, this is what he meant. The regular way which is made is as a bed, until you express that you are really making it for the purpose of schach. Okay. Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon. There's a Braisa, right? The rabbis taught, right? Machatzeles shel shifa veshel gemi gdoila mesachin ba ktana ein mesachin ba. Okay, so Gemi is some sort of reed. Shifa is another sort of reed. Gemi is some sort of plant. Whatever. The same basic din, right? The Braisa says that if you make a big mat from either shifa or gemi, so reeds or plants, then you can use it for schach. If you make a very small mat, you should not use it as schach. It's really meant as a bed. Shelkinim veshelchilos gedola mesachin ba aruga ein mesachin ba. So if it's made from kanim, from the what we've been talking about in there now, these branches, these reeds that we were talking about in there now, and from chiles, if you make it, so gdoila, what's Rashi explains gdoila, what does gdoila mean? It means you made it like a basket, you made it from very, very thick weave. In such a case, you can use the schach. But if you made aruga, if you made it from thin reed, from a thin weave, right, that you can't necessarily feel all of the threads very, very well, then already it is intended as a bed, and you cannot use it for schach, it's mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Aviv, Achazu, V'achazu, Mesachin Ba. Rabbi Yishmael said the name of Rabbi Yossi, his father. Everybody agrees that you should that you can use any of these for schach, right? It doesn't make a difference. V'chein ayah Rabbi Doisa Yomer Kedvarav, and Rabbi Doisa also said like that. Tan Hasa. We said there's a Mishnah, right? Kol ha-choytza lois metamin tamei meis. And Divrei Rabbi Doisa, anything which is a choytzal, right, can become tamei meis. That means a kli. We'll explain in a minute what a choytzal is, and the Gemara will explain it. Right? Vechachamim raimim midras. Chachamim say no. It becomes tamei midras. It does not become tamei meis. So it will not become a tumah from a dead body. It's not a usual kli which is mekabel tumah from a dead body, but it is a bed, and therefore it can become tamei if a zav or a zava lies down upon it. Midras in tamei meis lois, says Gemara. Is that what it means? It means that it can only become tamei midras, but not tamei meis. Veha anan tnan kol metami midras metami meis. And didn't we have a mission that says anything which can become tamei midras can also become tamei meis? Ema af midras. No, what the mission must be saying is, but it also becomes tamei midras. Meaning, what Chachamim were coming to say when they disagreed with Rabbi Doisa was not that it does not become tamei meis, it only becomes tamei midras. They were saying that it becomes both tamei midras and tamei meis, so it can both become a tumah from a dead body, touching it, being in the same room as it, etc. Or it can become a tumah if a zav or a zava lies down upon it, even if they're not actually touching it. My choytzalos, what exactly are these choytzalos? Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri Marzuvli. So he says they are Marzuvli. They're a thing called Marzuvli. And Rashi explains that that's a special leather sack, right, which the shepherds used to bring food for the behemoths, to bring food for their sheep. They would carry it in, and then after that, once they'd separate out the food, once they'd given out all the food to the animals, they would then roll it up and use it as a pillow. So that's why it's mekabel midras. It says, "My marzuvli." What is that? I'm going to ask. I'm a Rabbi Abba Mazavli. So that's, they say it's Mazavli, and that's where Rashi says it's this sack that was used for the shepherds. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer Machatzalois Memash. So Reish Lakish says, no, they weren't. They're not this sack that the shepherds used to bring food for animals. They're actually in Rimat. They're exactly what we're discussing. The other Reish Lakish time in Rabbi Reish Lakish is saying something similar to what he said somewhere else. Da'amar Reish Lakish, Hareini Kaparas, Rabbi Chia Ovanov, Shebitchilok, Shenishtakha, Torah Mi'Yisrael, Allah Ezra Mibavala, Sevi Yisada, Chazar Nishtakha, Allah Hilo Mibavala, Sevi Yisada, Chazar Nishtakha, Allah Rabbi Chia Ovanov Yisada, Vechen Amar Rabbi Chia Ovanov, Lenechu. Lo yinechaku Rabbi Doisa vechachamim machatzalis shel oisha sheimetamoiz veshel tveria shehein tahoros. So, because Reish Lakish says, what I am saying now will be a kapara for Rabbi Chia and his sons. What does that mean, will be a kapara? It's actually something that we've been saying, that's been relevant lately, right? When somebody's Rebbe dies, he's meant to... When you quote something from your father or your rabbi after they have unfortunately left us, after they were niftar, so then you're meant to say Hareini Makara Paras Mishkavi. You're meant to say what I am saying will be a kapara for them. When I spread their Torah that was said in their name, it'll be a kapara for them. They will have a better Olam Haba, right? So Rabbi Chia, Reish Lakish is saying, one of my rabbis was Rabbi Chia. I am now giving over something that he taught, right? And therefore, what I'm saying will be a kapara for him. Right? When the Torah was first forgotten, unfortunately, lo aleinu, the Torah was forgotten, Ezra, probably not forgotten completely, but large portions of Torah were forgotten, Ezra made Aliyah from Babel and returned it. Then again, when the Torah was forgotten, Hillel made Aliyah from Babel and returned it. And then when the Torah was forgotten once again, lo aleinu, Rabbi Chia and his sons returned it to its former glory. They taught a lot of Talmidim, me among them, right? And Rabbi Chia and his sons, they said this. Rabbi Doisa and Chachamim were not disagreeing about the reeds, the reed mats that were made in Usha. Those are Tami, those are really used as beds. And about Tveria, those are not Tami, those are not used as beds ever. They're Tahor, they're usable as Chach. What were they disagreeing about? Al Sharma Komos, they were disagreeing about the other places. Any other places, not Tveria, not Usha. Basically, Rabbi Doisa and Chachamim would agree in Usha, every reed mat is Tami, but it's used as a bed. In Tveria, every reed mat is Tahor, it's never used as a bed. In every other place, sometimes it isn't, sometimes it isn't. Therefore, Marasavar came under Lika Diyasib Alayhu. kidveri adam. You know, masav akeven de mikri veyasvi alayu kilu shadam yinzer. Tanakama, who thinks they're tahor, thinks people don't really want to sit on reed mats, and therefore they're tahor, right? And Rabbi Doisa thinks, since once in a while somebody really does, they do sit on them, they do lie down on them, you know, they are used for that once in a while, not frequently, but they are, therefore, it's going to be similar to Usha, and they will be tamei, and therefore they will not be usable as tzchach.